Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Orange County. This is our first in the series for this new season. We're quite a few episodes in. Lots has happened so far. I've got quite a few questions here that I'm ready, I'm dying to discuss with you ladies. First and foremost, the cast comes back. We are missing Miss Alexis Bar
Bellino.
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 And all I have to say is thank God. It was pretty
Yeah.
funny to see Shannon, squirming last season, but she
Shannon's. Yeah, go ahead.
I have to say, actually, Shannon is now one of my favorite housewives.
Really?
I'm Team Shannon. I'm Team Shannon this year. But anyway, she's gone. Katie remains the other new housewife. But she starts off the season just in the hot seat. So what are your thoughts on all this podcast, nanny? Like, she's just really stirring the pot. And pretending, oh no, my hands are clean, my hands are clean. What do you think?
80?
Do you think she's playing dumb? She's really smart. What do
I
you think?
think Katie thinks she is very smart and nobody's gonna catch her. And unfortunately, it's backfiring against her. And the more they move forward, it seems the more same type of games she's playing, where she's playing with fire. 'Cause, like, I mean, Gina went a step further and now is putting her in her fucking place, right? That's my opinion. And I like Gina still. I've liked her from the beginning, and I really like her.
What do you think, Spice?
You know what I think? I think, you know, the thing that gets me is she does apologize for everything that she's done wrong, right? Like she does. She goes, "I'm so sorry.
And
I'm
it's
so sorry
weird.
about this." And you know what?
Katie?
But she still
Katie?
fucking does it. Like she
Katie?
does shit. Katie.
Katie? Yeah,
Yeah.
she doesn't. She doesn't. She apologizes only after, like, they really stick
After
her in
she's
the fucking
caught.
corner.
After she's
But
caught.
she still is adamant about saying that she didn't do it. She didn't say it. But you know what?
No,
I
she
hear
does
you.
admit to
Well, we
some
can talk
things. about that in a sec. We can talk
Yeah.
about
She does
that in a
admit to
sec.
some things. But
To
yeah,
some, yeah.
but what
She'll
she does.
apologize. Oh, I am truly sorry for this.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I
And then
think she's
goes and
truly
does
full of
some that
shit.
does it
Yeah.
again. It's like,
Yeah.
what the fuck is wrong
Yeah.
with you? Why
Yeah.
is she so fucking stupid? Like, why
Yeah.
is she, and she thinks it's okay. And then she
Yeah.
talks to her husband about it. Oh my God, I talked to them and I apologize. What else do they expect? It's like,
Yeah.
how about not do it again? How about shut your
Yeah.
fucking mouth? How about
Yeah,
that?
exactly.
How about
Exactly.
that?
Exactly. I agree.
Agreed. I think last year she got some dirt digged up about her. Remember, it was they brought up some facts on her child custody situation. So at one point, she had actually given up custody of the kids because she wasn't in a suitable place. Da 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 da. It was, they kind of dug into her a little bit on like a very vulnerable, situation or whatever. And immediately after, I think, is when that whole nanny situation happened. So I think that she was trying to do it as some sort, like even the way she was explaining it when they did, I think it was in her when they filmed them, like in her confessional, she was explaining it, but at some point I recall her explaining the entire situation of what happened. And she goes, the nanny came up to me and she validated me that, oh, da 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 da. And I said, well, I can't do anything with this information. But why don't you go to a podcaster, get on her show, and tell your side? Like, what the
Why?
fuck
Yeah,
do
I
you
know
think?
what
And you
that
think you did nothing wrong?
I know. You know what? That really comes like it's so weird for me to see that, because what I think is you've done something wrong, right? And then you've got like decisions to make. You think, okay, well, what should I do after I've done something wrong? A, B, or C, right? Like, like though you got different things that you can do. Apologize to the person, apologize to whatever, right? But she goes to fucking Zed. You know what I mean? Like somewhere way
Yes.
out there. Like she does, and she goes to a blogger instead of going to the person. Or like if you hear something, or if you don't agree with something, how about going to that person and talking to them or pulling them to the side or whatever? But no, she doesn't do that. She runs right away to a fucking blogger and she just starts talking to them. Like, what are you doing? Like, why would you do that? And then afterwards she says, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I shouldn't have. You're right. It's like, no. Okay. Maybe the first time you get a pass because you're on show or whatever. But like after all these times, like you've done it to fucking everybody. Like, what's wrong with you? I wouldn't trust her with anything ever
No.
again.
Yeah, neither would I.
Totally right. Like a bad thing to do when you're given that information is, oh, go and tell Tamara about it, or go and tell like one of the other ladies. The absolute worst thing you could do is to provide that person with a public outlet to go and display that information. The best thing you can do with that information is just go, I don't want anything to do with it. Thank you for telling me, but don't contact me again. Like,
Exactly.
what the hell? And for her to just like tell the story as if it's like, oh, I didn't do anything. I said, I can't do anything with that information. Here's someone who can. And still think, no, there's nothing wrong with this situation. Like, are you crazy?
No, I agree.
Ugh.
What was her name? The blogger, Kiki something. Kiki something.
And you know what? I believe Katie's daughter went on it as well.
I think so. But again, like, why the fuck are you involving your child in your adult scenarios, problems, whatever? It's one thing if you talk to your kid privately and tell them, don't fucking repeat that. I'm telling you because I'm letting you know because you're. You know, I'm confiding in you, right? Maybe you want an outlet to let it out. But you don't fucking get them involved in it too, because it's like it makes no sense. It's just, I don't know, it's just fucking weird.
She's way too young to be doing stuff like that and inexperienced too, right? Like already season one, she got herself into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, she
Like,
did.
why don't you use this platform to, get followers on Instagram and do this, do that, or I don't know.
Do
Why
something good.
to go and get
Don't
involved?
show people that you're just untrustworthy and conniving and thinking that you're like, she's kind of arrogant,
To
right?
get involved in the in like get the kids involved. I'm talking about
No.
his daughter right now, not Kate.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
don't think
sorry.
she's conniving or this or that. I think she's just a kid, but like, fuck, like why get involved in the housewife drama? Like go and do your own thing. Do not engage.
Yeah, I agree.
Anything else on Katie?
Oh, there's lots on Katie.
Just I don't
You know what?
trust
When I first
her.
started watching the show, I thought, oh, for fuck's sakes, I forgot about her. And then when I'm like, Jesus. And then you know what? And then she did it again. She did it again. She pissed me off.
You know what? You know what really pisses me off about Katie? When she's in her confessional, she always has the same tone and the same like kind of look on her face that like she just seems so defensive all the time. Cause she's always doing crazy shit to everyone.
And
Like,
she thinks it's not a big deal. She thinks she's not doing anything.
I only connected the babysitter with the podcaster. What's so bad about that? What?
You know what? She always minimizes her own involvement. That's what bugs me. Is like she just says, "Well, this is what I, you're right. Like I connected the babysitter to the podcaster." And then like she just leaves it like that, but never thinks maybe I shouldn't have fucking said something in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, how about that? How about shut your trap? Sorry for my swearing, but fuck.
Agreed. It's like she never connects that, like, oh, I guess that wasn't good for me to do. Because I wasn't supposed to do that.
No, she doesn't understand that. She thinks she's She's done nothing.
Anyway, we'll get back to Katie in a minute here, but Shannon really got a taste of the bachelorette life from the Bravo Love Hotel, huh? She thought
Gallivanting around town with everybody.
her dating life will never be the same. This is why now Shannon is my favorite. It's so funny. She's got a bench lined up of men constantly. She's like, guys, neck up, neck up. Oh, none of them want to date me. Oh, no. Walking around with these different men all the time. I think this is hilarious. She's a new woman.
Totally.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And hey, Phil, really, he was not the star on the Love Hotel, was he?
No,
Went to that party.
no. At
Oh,
the
the
party,
girls
I
were
know. But
hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
you know what she did? I know, but you know what she kind of left the poor guy, like at the party, like she just kind of left him on the side and talked with her friends, and it's like, fuck, hello. In my head, I'm thinking, the fuck you doing with Phil? Like, go talk to him or something. Go sit down with him. But no, she doesn't want.
Spice. Listen, he's arm candy for
Yeah,
her.
exactly.
That's just hit her Wednesday night date. She'll get it one tomorrow.
Maybe, you know what? Good on her. What? This to me, I'm just whatever. Like, maybe I'm jealous. Not jealous of her dating men, but just jealous in the fact that she can do that. But good on her.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, Shannon just, like, she just really. I don't know. I just really am not. I'm just like so done with her, like always wanting to jump on everybody else. But then she thinks that she's untouchable. She thinks she's the main event in the Housewives.
See, I like it for her. I think good for her, you know? It's like,
Yeah, I just think that it's too much, is what I think.
I like it. I think
You know
she's.
what? She hasn't bugged me as much as she has in the past up till now. I can't lie. Like, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, not so nice, because I know her and I know the shit she's pulled in the past. But so far on this one, she's just been kind of, okay. Like, she's not as bad as she could be. That's all.
Yeah, I guess. But she's a bit, dramatic. You
Oh,
know what I
she's
mean?
always
Like
dramatic.
she, yeah.
She
And
has an
like sometimes
anxiety
it's just like,
attack. She does
yeah,
this, like all,
you
you know,
know.
like I know all that, but she hasn't done anything. Like even the crying, she hasn't cried that much. Like, come on, give her a break there, you know?
Yeah,
See,
I
I
guess.
like
Nope.
it. Like, come on, when are we gonna cry? Yeah,
Come
we're
on,
gonna
snap. We
cry. Come
want to
on,
see you
Shannon.
snap.
Let's
Come
go.
on. Are you gonna
I
cry?
will. I mean, let's be real. She will, and she's gonna piss me off too. And I'm gonna regret saying this. I totally am. But right now, I'm okay with her. I'm okay. There's others that are worse, I think. That's probably why.
Fair.
Okay, but speaking of Phil at the party, how weird was Heather's birthday party location?
In that church
In
thing,
like the
ex
cult
church.
church thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was creepy.
You know what? Heather's getting a little bit weird. And this on the topic, and I'm wanting to not even really talk about Heather, but I want to talk about Terry. Like, he's going around with his edibles and, getting high and his lifts in his shoes and like all kinds of weird things that maybe I just didn't want to know. And I thought, if I'm going for a fucking facelift, he's not touching me. I'm sorry. Like, that guy's not fucking coming near me. No way, no how. There's something weird going on about him. And he like the way he talks and like it's just like I get, he's got money and whatever, and they're selling their house and blah blah blah. But the point
Speaking of
is,
their house, that new one that they're selling, it's like what a downgrade from that last house that they had. That beautiful, like, what's going on?
But you know what? I don't even think it's a downgrade because they didn't get to finish it, right? Like, they didn't
Yeah,
get to
they didn't get
start
to finish it.
what their vision was. And I'm sure her vision wasn't cheap. Like, what did she say? It was like 18 million over the price, whatever it was something ridiculous. So, you know what? She bought it for 16, and if she can sell it for, whatever it was, 25, I think it was. Was it 20? 20? No, it was more than 20. It was
Yeah, it was
25,
something
whatever.
crazy.
So, you know what? It's just like kind of meh. It's pocket money. It's spending money. Like $45,000 on the floor. Who fucking cares, right? Like, to get it up to. But I think for her, it was just kind of the location because she was, between celebrities and whatever, and the plateau. So I think the probably the bones of the house may have remained, but everything else would have been the same. So I don't necessarily think sugar that it would have been a downgrade for her. She would have spent money on that fucking place and made it like, Heatherlicious, if I can say that.
I like it.
Why the hell didn't
Heatherlicious.
she finish it? I never really understood.
Because you know what? Because she's, you know what? People with money, they're like with that type of money, in at the heart of things, they're about money, and she just saw that it didn't make business sense for her. You know what I mean? Like her kids are gone. Like it's not the exact same thing. It's going to take 3 years. She doesn't have fucking time for that. She wants it done now. You know?
Yeah,
Fair
I
enough.
agree.
I actually like that. Okay. I respect it more now.
But yeah. So, but yeah, like back to Terry, I would not trust him to do my facelift, period. Done.
No,
No.
I think it would be so hard to find the perfect person for doing that for you. And the thing I wouldn't want about Terry doing my facelift, imagine I'm at Nobu in California and then they're filming and then all of a sudden they're filming on the show and then Terry sees me, he goes, "Oh, I did your face." And I'm like, "Fuck off, Terry. Like you're on TV. This is gonna be shown. This is a secret. You know how much I paid you? Fuck
Exactly.
that. Move
Move on, move it along.
on. Stop it. You don't know me. Get out of here." Oh my God. All right. So the New Orleans trip. I thought that was a funny location for these ones to go to,
Yeah,
but
they always go to Europe and stuff like that. They go somewhere exotic locations, and New Orleans just kind of seemed like wah wah. I'm not putting New Orleans down, don't get me wrong with that. But as far as the Housewives series go, and especially
not going for
OC,
Mardi Gras, not like you see them there, they're definitely an off season. Like no one's walking around. They're
There's a guy
doing,
sitting on a bench in the background. No, I get it.
like a gator tour, and it just doesn't really seem like their vibe at all.
No, the gator tour, and then that boat, the boat with the big paddle wheeler, like the cheap
Yeah,
boat.
exactly.
Not their style for sure. That was weird. But you know what? I don't know, whatever. Maybe there is a budget for filming this year, and who knows? Because they don't pay for their trips, right? We learned that
No, they
last time.
don't.
I always wonder about, I wish they would give us, like, provide us with some sort of breakdown at the end of the trip, said they do. Because I'd be really interested to know, and like, okay, what did Shannon cover? Okay, what did Heather cover? Oh, what did so and so cover? I'd be really interested to know all of it. I feel like they could, I don't know, they could definitely make that somewhat entertaining.
Well, a lot of them in the past, they end up being broke, right? Because they're overspending what they're actually making to make it seem like they're living these lifestyles with these
Yeah, but
parties
not
and
just with the trip. That's like total, like so, like
total
the
with
birthday
everything.
parties,
Yeah,
outfits they
exactly.
wear, and
It's
stuff
like the one, what's her name, that the husband killed himself
like that. Ooh. Uh-oh.
years ago. Like she had the same thing, right? Where she was like claiming bankruptcy, I think, and it was just birthday party for a kid that was, I mean, just like over the top, like crazy. And it's like if you don't really have those means to do these kind of things, then don't do it on your paycheck just to show that you're doing it, right? And then you're getting yourself in the fucking hole and
What
creating
was the name
other
of that
problems.
housewife? I can't remember the name of that.
Yeah,
I'm
she
trying to.
came back to visit. And was she from OC or
I
Beverly
think it was
Hills?
OC. I think
I think she
it was
was
about
from
Gretchen
OC.
time when Gretchen was back. It
Yeah, it
was.
was from a long time ago.
Yeah, it was from a long time ago. You're right. Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Yes.
Go ahead.
But Tamara gets upset in New Orleans and storms out. And what's going on? Does she actually quit? She puts it on her story and dot, dot, dot.
Tamara's just looking for more attention.
Oh, really? What makes you say that?
Sorry, that's my opinion.
She's so dramatic. I quit. Oh my God, I'm back.
Taylor was,
Taylor, that's
and it
right,
was
Taylor.
Beverly Hills.
That's, oh, was it Beverly Hills? Okay,
Yeah, it was.
my bad. Okay, but yeah, I remember her. But yeah, you're right. And but yeah, back to Tamra. I don't know. Like she's wasting her money, in my opinion, seeing that
The
psychiatrist
therapist.
or therapist, psychologist, whatever it is, because she hasn't learned anything, and she's still the same, and she's doing the same fucking shit again, and then she's crying the blues. That's what
But
she's doing.
now guess what she can say every time anything's going on? What I've learned in therapy.
She's pretty
What
good,
her
right?
therapist needs to do in order to help her is to watch her on the series from the beginning to see who the fuck she really is, and then turn her to her in a session and say, "It's you're creating the fucking problems, you moron," because it's her. She now doesn't want to get close to people because she's afraid they're going to leave her. She's full of shit. She can't get close to people because she turns into this mean bitch who
She's
wants to
nasty.
fucking take them down, and she wants to go low and hard, and she just wants to take them all fucking out. So, like, I mean, you can't have it like, and this, you know, like, I mean, her therapist can't help her if she's just listening to Tamara's side, right? She needs to actually see who she is. And you know, I mean, I'm sure that she does know who she is if she's smart. You know, if she's a psychotherapist, the psycho part is right, but she can't
That
help
was
the
good.
psycho if she doesn't know what the psycho's actually doing. And the psycho is creating the problems herself because she's psychotic. Sorry, my opinion.
Not so nice. You just made Bravo and every other reality TV casting directors very scared by saying the psychologist needs to start watching the whole show. I don't want to get called out on my shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's very, very interesting. I think it's just an excuse for her. Well, it's a way for her to get some attention, and then
For sure.
it's also an excuse
It
for
is.
her to kind of justify her bad behavior,
Yeah,
because
exactly,
then
because
she
that's.
can say, well, stop it. I'm in therapy. I'm working on myself. What
Yeah.
can you say about yourself,
Yeah.
right? Then on an
Exactly.
off note, she but before they said that that she said that she was on Xanax when she was sitting at the table there when they were getting into that brouhaha, I thought, oh my God, the first thing I thought is she's fucking high. Like I don't
Yeah,
know what she's
for
on.
sure. 100%. You could see it in her fucking eyes, in her just the way, like she just
Demeanor,
fucking
yeah.
had this
Ooh.
look, right?
Yeah, she looks sedated, is what
Oh,
it looks like.
100%. Yeah.
Something's off here.
Yeah.
My final thing that I really, really, really want to discuss, Jen's wedding bikini.
Jen.
What? Oh my God. How trashy. Really? Like, I get it maybe if you're doing it like an after party, you're doing a beach theme wedding or something, and you want to do something fun or something like that. Okay, I get for part of it. But for the ceremony, you're gonna wear a string bikini?
These guys just try to get that wow factor from people saying, like, what the fuck, or wow, look at that, like, what are they doing? You know, I think it's just more for, I don't know, just like a shock value for people to like want to tune in and find out
Well, they
more,
already
right?
got together because they were, having an affair or whatever. The whole relationship has been drama. So I don't really think that they need to do that with the wedding.
Yeah, fair.
You know what? I'm embarrassed for my people. And when I say my people, it's of my generation. Like she's a bit younger than me, but not by much. And the thing is she's old enough to know better. Like, what the fuck is she thinking with your kids and whatever? Like, what are you doing? You want to
Yeah.
get married, all the power to you, but like, oh my God. Like it's embarrassing. That's all
Yeah.
if that was my mom, I'd die. I would
Yeah.
die. I
Yeah.
would die.
Oh my God. When I saw that episode and then the preview of it, I'm like, no. Like it's like a horrible. It's worse than a, like a Las Vegas wedding. It's like, why would you do this? Is planned? Oh gosh.
Cringy. That's very cringy.
Oh
I
no.
agree. But having touched on her topic, I just want to, and I don't know if we're going to go here or not. Like, this is how low and how I'm going to say she's a jealous bitch as well, because she wants the attention on her. She wants everybody to fucking put her up like she's some, I guess she wants to be the Vicky who was the original OC, right?
Okay.
So Tamra trying to make her point and, fat shaming Jen
Oh, yeah, I
is
know.
really like so fucking low. First off, she's not even, she doesn't even look like so big. And it's like, oh my God, like how? So, like, what are you doing? What are you trying to prove by showing that she wants to be like you? You guys are all fucking dumb blondes. You're all the same, in my
Gina
opinion.
actually said that. She goes, we all look the same.
They
Like
all
she.
look the same. They're all fucking blonde. They're all fucking tan. They all fucking try and work out and do stuff. Like, I mean, what's your point with that? Like, just to like tear her down? Like, I just again, like, it's
Camera's mean. She's
Tamra
mean.
just being a nasty low life.
Bitch.
Like, bitch, white trash, like, I don't know what, like, I don't want to
Oh, you know
offend.
what? Not so nice. What really bothered me about that whole thing was Tamra is so full of herself
She is.
that she goes, she was trying to become me. And it's like,
Yeah.
do
Who
you
the
own
fuck
being
wants to be
blonde
you?
and working out? Do you own
Yeah.
that? No. You know
Yeah.
how many blondes work out? Like, shut up.
That are a thousand times better looking than Tamra. Sorry. Yes, Tamra, you're
Fired.
pretty. But you know what, Tamra? You're not the fucking prettiest girl in the fucking batch, right?
Yeah, she's
There's a
looking really
lot of.
thin and frail. She doesn't look
She
very good as much
just
shoes.
like, yeah, I don't know what it is, but
Something, obviously, she's
and
got stuff in
something's
her life.
happening with Eddie. Like, I mean, whatever their facade of a marriage that it was, like, that's what I think. That's my opinion, right? Because I still think there's something in the background, because they don't mesh naturally. They are not. There's just something that's not natural about them as a couple, my opinion. But I feel like it's gonna come to a head. You know what I mean?
Stay tuned. Stay
I don't
tuned.
know. That's what I think, right? Yeah. So I want to touch a little bit. Like, I mean, I don't know your opinions, but like
Well, you'll find out.
Shannon, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, at a certain age. And don't get me wrong, because I'm older, right? Like, I don't know if we're saying our age or not, but I'm Shannon. How old is Shannon?
I think she's around your age.
She's around my age. Okay.
For sure.
So, and she's got grown kids, and so she's an example, or supposed to be an example. And don't get me wrong, like, I might do some, stuff that is stupid that my kid might dis, but there's certain things where I wouldn't do. Especially given the fact that you're on fucking television show that everybody's seeing you exactly how you act, right? And like, to be in a car and to have a dress on that is so short, and I've worn short dresses,
Like,
okay?
what if?
I'm a skirt wearer, okay? I wear skorts when it's too fucking short because I can't fucking handle the heat sometimes, going through changes and whatnot, right? And, with weather and stuff. But I would never ever permit myself to wear something so short without something underneath it. And for her to be fucking spreading her legs, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I say it. Maybe I'm saying it not nicely, but. Who fucking does that at that age? Like, if you're a streetwalker, maybe okay. I don't know. If you're a stripper on a pole, okay. Fucking low down and fucking bare it all. But if you're a mom and you're trying to act like you're some classy fucking bitch and you're looking for some classy guy who's the right guy for you. Who the fuck you think you're going to bring into your area, into your space with that kind of behavior? Who does that at that age?
She's a single woman with a bench lined up of men. She doesn't care anymore. Woo! She.
That's just fucking nasty. Okay, and I am a little bit of
And for those that didn't see that, because you can't see this because it's obviously a podcast, Sugar lifted up her skirt. So yeah, she went woo. So yeah, like so
There's no
that's
one
like, yeah,
here.
there's no one here. I'm kidding. Like it was good. It was funny.
I can lift mine
And
up too,
last
but I
year.
got shorts underneath it because it's a skirt. Because I don't know. I just like, sometimes it's just too fucking much.
And that's
And
why
again, it's
with
just
those
for
outfits, those
attention
were
and
tights.
huh?
That's why with those outfits, you always wear the sheer tights.
Yeah. Like I remember recently I had to go somewhere and I put on an outfit. I'm pretty sure. And Sugar came by before I was going and she, was short and she's like, "Are you wearing tights with that?" And that's like, "No, I'm not."
I'm
Because
going
I'm like, what the
commando.
fuck? No, I
And look
wasn't going
at
commando because it was a
that.
short
Look
skirt.
at
No, because it was a short skirt, but again, it
And
was a
now you're
short
talking
skirt.
about
A
Shen.
short skirt that was a skirt. So even if I sit or move, I'm protected.
Protected from
The
the
view is protected.
Well, you're
There's a
also not
screen.
getting in and out of a taxi and rushing and sitting funny.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, yeah, that's just too much. I don't know. And like I said, I do wear
Was hilarious.
skirts. A lot of people do think, at a certain, you hear online, well, at a certain age, you should not be wearing mini skirts. Well, fuck, man. If I feel I can wear it, I'm gonna fucking wear it. I don't give a fuck that you say I shouldn't wear it. So I got that attitude, but to a point. Like I'm not gonna go fucking commando. That's for sure.
Well,
If it's
and you guys can't see, but Not So Nice has great legs. So you wear your skorts and your mini
Thank you,
skirts.
Sugar.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Actually,
Yeah, I don't
she
know if
does look
they're
good.
great. I don't know
Agreed.
if they're great, but
They are
they're not
toned
bad
everything.
for the
She does a lot of walking. Minimum 15 a day, 15,000 steps.
Yeah. Not in the heat though lately. It's just too
That's
hot the
fine.
fucking weather.
That's fine.
But yeah, I do a lot of walking.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
Man,
On
that's
another
all I have
note,
to say about Shannon. Okay, I've
I
got
got
on another note,
Emily's comment.
we kind of touched on the conversation about Katie and how she goes to bloggers, but the allegation, and I think that's what I want to kind of touch on, is the fact that she said that Tamra or that Gretchen told her that, or no, it was like at a party, or no, it
Yeah,
was at a dinner
dinner,
party.
dinner.
It was at a dinner party. I just want to make sure I get this straight.
Yeah.
So at the dinner party, she mentioned that Gretchen said that she kind of thought that maybe Tamra roofied her. Okay? At that dinner that was years ago back.
Yeah.
And Not So
Did you
Nice.
watch that one, Spice?
I
Do you remember
remember
that
that
one?
dinner well.
I remember that one well too. And you know what? Tamra was a dirty little fucking bitch to do that to her. And she did it because, again, she wants to show, like, she just wants to, like,
She
make
wanted to get her
people.
drunk and
And
make
make
an
her
idiot
look
of her.
like exactly. Who fucking does that? Like, who does that? Think about it. You want
It was
somebody
her and
doing
Vicky.
shit like that, her and Vicky. You want somebody doing shit like that to your kids one day? Like,
Yeah,
really? Come
okay.
on. Get fucking real, right?
Moving forward though, and I'm not saying that Gretchen was right in making that allegation. So I just want to make that point clear. But the point, what I wanted to say was, in that safe space that they had, because they had dinner with the six of them, so it was Gretchen, and what,
Slade
Slade, that's right, Slade,
and
Katie, her
Katie, her
husband,
husband, and Jen and Ryan.
Jen, and Ryan, right? So they were all together,
Yeah.
and I could see, because Gretchen's actually quite funny. I don't know if you
She
remember
is.
that.
Yeah,
She's
she
quite
is.
funny. Like, she's quite funny. So what she could have,
And they've
I and I'm,
ridiculed her for years, right?
they did. Yeah,
And
they
you know,
did.
because
They did.
okay, she looks that way. She looks like perfectly, you know, like a little fucking Barbie. Who cares?
But you
And
know
when you
what?
got a
She might have said, I this is I'm just saying that this is a possibility, and I'm not saying it's an excuse. She might have said, yeah, they got me so wasted that I thought I was roofied. Whatever. She made the
Yep.
comment if she, because it looks like in the last episode that we saw that she did make that comment because Katie said that she did and that Jen was aware of that. So that and I don't know what's going to be continued or whatever. But the point is instead of Katie, because that wasn't filmed,
Yeah,
that dinner
exactly.
wasn't filmed,
It was
right? It wasn't
private,
filmed at all,
off
right?
camera.
It,
Yep.
off camera. So
Yeah.
if Katie went to Gretchen and said, are you kidding me? Did this really happen? Or she could have said something like that, but she
Yeah,
didn't, right? Like
no.
she went to the blogger and made this
Yes,
big fucking mess. So,
exactly.
like Gretchen in New Orleans, when she was kind of taken aback with the comment, like, oh my God, she said what? Oh my God. So like I could maybe see her doing that, like if it was out of jest or whatever, and then she was kind of caught and doesn't know how to deal with it. And I'm not saying that that happened, but I'm just saying that there are other alternatives to what could have happened. And the fact that if she did make that allegation that Tamara did roofie her, that's wrong. But at
Yeah.
the same time, going back in that episode, Tamara was way out of left field and totally wrong by trying to get her pissed and make her look like an idiot, like because that's what she
Exactly.
wanted to do.
Exactly. That's
So
what she wanted to do.
that's what I
She
wanted
wanted
to
to,
say.
yeah.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah. And
And
again, Katie's stupidity, because Katie thinks she's being smart and going and talking to other people. Like, really, like, just stop. If you find out something like that and it's a private conversation, you know, as soon as you do something like that, it's coming onto camera. So, why
yeah.
would you do that? Like, you
Why
already
would
knew.
you?
Shut the fuck up. Wait till you've had a few years' experience with these bitches and then make your fucking moves how you want to make. But you can't fucking go off the get-go and try and just get in and fucking twist and bullshit and talk to people and say things when it's like you're nothing. Like, you could be taken out quickly, you know, because if they're all against you, like, what's going to happen? You're probably not going to come back, or they're going to make you and your family feel the crunch with all the backlash that you're going to get from the stupidity that you're
No.
putting out there.
No. No. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to kind of bring that up because that was kind of bubbling in me as far as that conversation. And I like I said, I can't be in anybody's head, but I was just thinking that, like, I know that in past, and maybe Sugar, you're not aware of what's her name now, the blonde one. Fuck, I can't remember now. The new one that came.
Gretchen,
Gretchen, thank
or
you very much, Gretchen, because I should. She's quite funny, and she has
she
been.
is.
Yeah, like quite humorous in the past and
Yeah.
whatever. So I
And
could,
she's
I
taken
like,
a lot of shit in the past too, right? And
absolutely.
her and Slade have survived, right?
Yeah.
And it's real. And like, I mean, again, back to fucking Tamara. Who does that? You don't want people being at a party. You want people to take out their other half, because you can't be in a room with them. Like, you're a fucking adult. You got a court case. You got problems with them. Whatever the fuck your problems are, I'm sure it's a big enough fucking room, as we saw, for you to steer clear of any fucking problems that you want to steer clear of. But what do? No, you got to bring in the fucking sl ex to really fucking stir up the shit. And then you wonder why you got fucking problems, why you got issues. Because you're a fucking psycho, and your fucking psychotherapist is going to do nothing, because she doesn't know how much of a fucking psycho you are.
Your
Sorry.
opinion.
My opinion. Yes. Sorry. I
Got
just, like,
two
sometimes
points.
I just get fed up with, like,
I
pure
know.
fucking
Rage.
stupidity.
I know. I get
And just
rage.
fucking, like, there's people, like, just fucking piss me off, some people sometimes, right? It's like, fuck, man. Wake up. And you know, I got my own fucking things that I'm stupid about sometimes too. But to a point, come on. Like, can only, I don't know. Fuck. It's just fucking annoying. Excusez-moi, my opinion.
Listen, I've got two points
Yeah.
that I want to make regarding that. One, what the fuck is up with Jen? And every time there's she's buddy buddy with Katie, like we know that. They've done so many things together. And then she gets wrapped into Katie's drama because every time Katie goes, well, Jen was there. Jen was there. You remember, right? And then Jen just goes, no, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't know. She gets involved in all this, like the writing's on the wall. Katie is
Yeah.
not a good girl to hang out with.
No, she's
And
not.
look at what it's doing to you. You can
Yeah.
keep all you want. I don't know. Maybe just say, I was involved in the conversation, but I don't want to be part of it. I have nothing to say.
Yeah. Well,
She's
you know
just
what?
playing stupid. I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, now we're gonna see how stupid she plays once Katie throws her under the bus with Gretchen. Like, Katie's the one now holding the secrets of what they really said. Like, okay, so now it's gonna be four against two because it's her and her husband. For sure. I know you didn't say it. You know, as a husband, you should shut the fuck up, back the fuck up, because it's the women, not the fucking men, who are the stars of the show, right? So, like, just tell your wife either get out or shut up, right? Because they're coming after you. They're coming after you for a fucking reason. Like, just stop trying to get in there and rule the game in your favor, right? Because it's not happening.
Oh, yeah. And the other point to that is, and I think I've lost it because
Yeah, I just lost something else a couple of minutes ago. I was gonna say something and I fucking
oh,
lost it.
shoot.
I
That
know, we're getting so
thing.
riled
I'm
up here.
fucking, yeah.
I know the point. Because the energy here, like, it's just I'm getting so riled up by this. Okay. I've seen this online too. The consensus, and I wonder what's gonna have to happen with reality TV moving forward because now we're so connected with their phones. Now there are podcasters who are going out, they do interviews with the housewives and da 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 da. All these conversations from outside being off camera and all these things going on off camera, and they're being brought on camera, and us as the viewers. It's really hard for us to make an opinion of what happened. It's different when they have a fight on TV
On
and
TV.
you know and it's
Even though they edit
dramatic.
it,
You
you
know what's
know the
happening
gist of it, right?
and you feel in on it.
Yeah.
But now, and remember the New York girls, the recast, they were notorious for this, all this fucking
Yeah.
off-camera stuff. Now it's kind of
Yeah.
making its way to the OC.
Yeah.
But I wonder what's going to happen moving forward to like make it more enjoyable for us to watch because it's, I don't know about you, but what I've seen online is people are pretty annoyed by it. And I am
Yeah. Because it gets, it's just, I don't know, it's just
hard
like,
to follow.
it is. And hard to know, like,
He said, she said, whatever. Yeah.
yeah.
No, I get it.
Because
Yeah.
I was gonna give Katie a pass on this one, thinking that she's not lying this time. She's learned her fucking lesson. Obviously not. Because Jean, I've talked to whoever she talked to, who's fucking lost it. A reputable source, right? Reputable journalist. Right? Okay, how fucking reputable? But anyways, and the reason that they're reputable is because they cut the story out. They didn't run with it. So yeah, they must be reputable to not run with a story that they knew wasn't true and wasn't verified, right?
Absolutely.
So that's why it should have just not been part of
Died.
this.
Yeah,
Yeah, it
died.
should have died, but no, it had to be brought in because, again, just fucked up delusional people who think that they're gonna, I don't know what they're fucking thinking. Like, honestly, they should go and watch their show. They should watch the show, in fact, with their kids and see what the kids say about how their behavior is on there, because it's ridiculous, right? I don't know.
Agreed.
I know that if it was my kid and saw me behaving like that, we're not really sugarcoaters, and straight up he'd say, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what the fuck were you thinking? You know what I mean? And I would want that from my family, whether it's your husband, your best friend, somebody. You need to have somebody who can be straight up with you and tell you what the fucking truth is, so that you don't become so delusional and up in a fucking cloud thinking that you're right and just go for it, when you really should shut the fuck up and back it up. I don't know. My opinion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That wasn't nice. I shouldn't have done that.
No, you know what? The only, like I said, the only that was the only thing that I wanted to bring up because I thought that was a big one at the end, and that's going to continue, right?
Oh, that's going to go on for a long time. Yeah. That
That's
must
it
be.
is.
Do you remember at the beginning of the season they're taking the polygraph?
Is that next week? I think it is, right?
Oh, maybe.
I think it's next week.
I'm kind of interested to see how that goes. I hope they ask some like wild questions to the ladies.
That's gonna be all, yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Well, that's going to be fun.
Like to see them all on that lie detector.
Okay, I know we haven't been doing golden questions, but our golden question for this week, I just thought of it right now. What question would you ask to any of the housewives on the lie detector test?
I would say, oh, on the lie detector question. Oh, I thought you meant like if you were to see them in person,
Yeah,
like
I
run
mean
into
it
them.
could be that too, but you gotta ask them a question and it'll be on the lie detector test.
I would ask, who do you think your true friends are? That's what I would ask on the show, like on the show. Who are your true friends? I want to know who you think your true friends are and see what happens.
I would say,
Are you on Quaaludes?
why would you choose a show over your fucking kids? That's what I would say. Why would you choose to be in
Oh,
that position?
are you choosing your show over your kids? Because that's be yes or no, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we know the answer to that already. Yes, she is. My opinion.
What would you choose? What would you say, Sugar?
I would ask, who do you have the most dirt on in this group?
Eee, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a really good one.
That would be a two-parter. Then I'd have to figure out what the dirt is. It would involve a little bit of infiltration, but yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, good one.
Anything else, ladies?
Nope, I think I'm good.
No, I'm good.
Well, that was Sugar.
This is Spice.
Not so nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.